We celebrate today the feast of those two very famous English martyrs, St. John Fisher, the Cardinal Archbishop of the Diocese of Rochester in England, and that outstanding lay Catholic man, St. Thomas More. We know a good deal about their lives. I'd urge you, if you have time sometime today, just get a Lives of the Saints and refresh your memories about these two great martyrs. They were canonized by Pope Pius XI, along with several other English martyrs put to death by Henry VIII, all for the same reason. They were accused of treason. And of course, Henry had a serious hatred for the Pope and for the church because the Pope wouldn't give in to Henry's desire to divorce his wife, the queen, true queen, because Henry thought she could not bear him children. Of course, what history, at least English history, doesn't record much of is Henry was repeatedly unfaithful to her, even before all this began, and he just wanted to be free of a woman he accused of not being able to give him an heir. Well, we see John Fisher, Thomas More, rejected that, unlike so many clergy and laity in England at the time who gave in to Henry's wish to be supreme not only in the matter of state as king, but rule his own church. They stand as models for all of us of what true martyrdom is, fidelity to Almighty God and his church, no matter what the sufferings. The famous statement St. Thomas More made just before he was beheaded is something all of us need to remember, especially in these days when government seems to be intruding more and more on our own God-given religious liberties and freedoms. He said, "I died the king's good servant, but God's first." That puts everything, not just in Thomas More and John Fisher's lives, correctly. It should be what is the standard for us living as good Catholics and good Catholic citizens of our nation.